Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Via Williams. You know, if you don't take time for your wellness, you're going to be forced to take time for your illness. If you listen to your body when it whispers, you won't have to listen to it scream. I know, a little cliche. But exercise is truly a celebration of what your magnificent body can do. And it's not a punishment for what you ate, right? And I always say, so true. I always say health and finances are going to happen to you in your life, no matter who you are, whether you focus on them or not. So why not focus on them and make them both better, right? That's what we try to do here at Empire Building. Yeah. You cannot work if you're dead, ladies. I know that's a shocker. I want you to just absorb that one, but you can't work if you're dead.
Yeah. So you can't win if you're dead either. So for all of our competitive empire builders like me, you can't win if you're dead either.
We're winners.
Exactly. All of us are. Exactly.
The first time I heard that, I thought that was kind of harsh, but it's really true. I mean, it really is. You know, I was like, oh, that's tough. And then I kind of, you know, reflected on it for a few days. I was like, well, that's pretty accurate though.
Well, we only get one body.
We do. Yes. We got to make the best of it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and it's been interesting preparing for this episode because, you know, all four of us have different health journeys, just like all of you guys have different health journeys. And just like finances, this has been one of my struggles in life and also my victories. I mean, you know, it goes both ways for me. It's definitely an area of focus for me this year. It's funny, health and finances are two huge focuses for me this year. So I'm really excited to talk about this. Really, the foundation of everything is health. Building a big empire, all the things we talk about just don't matter if you're struggling with your health, especially during a pandemic and what we've all gone through. I think we all know how important this is. Yes. We're not health experts. You know, we're not nutritionists or trainers, obviously. If you've listened to like at least one episode, you would know that. But but either or most of you. So, I mean, you know, so that's good. So we're going to walk through our hacks. Like, how do you focus on really the core health and wellness foundations when you are really busy being a parent, a partner, an empire builder, and all of the things, right? Mm-hmm. For us, you know, what we've kind of determined are the big rocks of health are nutrition, sleep, exercise, and relaxation. So we're going to just go into all of those and give our hacks. Seychelle, do you want to launch us on our first one?
Yeah, I would love to launch us in. So number one that we're going to talk about our hacks is nutrition. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, V, I heard you start off saying, you know, one of my big focuses this year is health and finance. And I love that, like, health is a huge part of it. I feel privileged to have gotten to go on this journey with you. And I think one way in which I view nutrition is it's like, I never get to not focus on it. And I think that's an area that is challenging in some ways. And at the same time, it's something that's really important because we literally are what we eat. I mean, that's just as simple as it gets. And so a couple of the hacks that I've kind of adopted that have been lifelong ones for me is the first phrase, it's an Asian phrase, I think it's actually from Japan, it's called harahachibu. And harahachibu means you eat until you're 80% full. And that doesn't mean you eat junk until you're 80% full, but I really try to focus on like vegetables and greens and healthy fats, but eating until I'm 80% full and then being completely comfortable leaving things on the plate. And so that's been a big one for us. And, you know, the other one is, and I think Wendy and I both do this, which is meal prepping. I've started meal prepping a couple of years ago. Like, we look at 2 weeks at a time of planning out our meals for the next 2 weeks and the groceries then that we need to have around those to be able to have those meals and have them prepped 2 weeks ahead of time.
I love that. One of my hacks, it made me think of this actually when you said that, is when I sit down at a restaurant, the portions typically at a restaurant, like if you do go out to eat, which right now is like a special treat for sure. But when you go out to eat, I ask for a to-go box right away and I split the meal in half
to
help portion control. I don't have as much self-control as say in terms of stopping myself at 80%. So like get it off my plate has been the best thing for me in terms of hacking around that.
One other one that's kind of a silly one, this falls into the nutrition category though, is like we were talking about before we hopped on, is I have one pant size. And like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but like basically that pant size either fits tight or it fits kind of looser, but like I don't have a backup plan. And so it really forces me then when like I've had a weekend of pizza and tacos, which I love both, and wine probably, which I also love equally as much, right? And then like Sunday comes and my pants fit really tight. Like that's it. I have one option. And so I have to quickly adapt. It's a really quick stopgap measure to make sure that I like have basically a size in which I stay pretty close within.
I love that.
It's really funny because when Seychelle shared that with us, Sarah and I are like, wow. And Wendy's like, doesn't everybody have just one pair of pants? So we're like, no. Like, no, we have fat. We have the fat size. We have our thin pants. Wendy's like, what? That's so funny.
Wendy's like, I just call them my pants. That's yes.
I know. She's like, I don't understand why is that a hat. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I was like, we almost didn't bring that one up. Sorry. Yeah.
One of the things I really, really, really struggle with nutrition it helps with everything. And I think Sarah, you've got a good story on this, but is water, hydration. I am really naturally not good at drinking water. So I've learned to adapt to a smart bottle that measures how many ounces of water I've drank a day. It syncs with my phone and it lights up. It gives me all these alerts when I'm behind. It paces me out based on the calendar that I've set for it. It has been life-saving because number one, I lose track of how much water I've drank and I'm like, oh, I drank a lot. And it's only been like maybe 40 ounces that day or something. So it's been great. If you struggle with water, there's a ton of like these smart bottles out there.
Yeah, there's two things. I started implementing that and I learned that from Uvia, which I love. My favorite is when you reach your goal and it does like a party, a light up party, mm-hmm. the bottle. I'm like, yes, I won.
It's the okay, best.
Yes. But the other hack around water for me is like drinking as big of a glass as you can right when you wake up.
Yes.
And I implemented that just because before this like smart bottle, when you're so busy and you're going throughout your day and you realize at the end of the day, you barely drank any water, that's so bad for your body. And so having that big glass in the morning for when you're really busy is like really good. Just at least, my dad always says, reward your body for the hard work it did during sleep. Because sleeping, it's repairing your body. So reward it with that big glass of water. So that has helped me.
Yeah. One of my mini hacks is just to eat my vegetables first. So have your dinner, eat your veggies first before everything else. And that'll help with, you know, keeping yourself full and at least you got your vegetables in.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It works well for the kids too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Another one, and I know we need to move on here, but another one that has been good for me is when instead of doing chips with like if you have like a spinach and artichoke dip or something like mm-hmm. that, do broccoli or cauliflower. It actually has a similar taste. And is much better for your body. So,
broccoli does not taste like chips. Just no. FYI,
with dip. Okay, you got
bell pepper with spinach and artichoke dip is really good.
I'm not saying I don't like broccoli, but it doesn't taste like a chip.
Okay, you know that's like me telling my mind, Wendy.
Okay,
come on,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm with Wendy. Nope. I'm just saying what everybody's thinking out there.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so that leads us to our second hack, and the only reason I'm doing the intro on this is because I'm going to try to keep quiet because I struggle in this area big time. But sleep, I know it's important. I know all the things, but I definitely struggle in it. So what are your hacks for sleep?
Well, Wendy, you're the sleep guru. I mean, like you're literally my sleep guru. You're the one you're the one that brought sleep to my, like, you know, enlightened me about how important
I know,
it was,
but it hasn't really helped you though. That's the problem.
Well, it has helped me. It has helped me because, okay. You know, I wear my smartwatch now and I track it. And that's very enlightening because when you're asleep, you don't really know what's happening, you know, right? And so for obvious reasons, that's been really helpful for me because when you wake up in the morning and you go, I did not have a good night's sleep. I was restless. I was interrupted a lot. My heart rate didn't dip very much. You know, it's motivating to change habits, which I'm slowly working towards. It's been about 3 weeks since I've started doing that. And you're right, I had a really tough week sleep-wise, but that doesn't mean that I'm not putting things in place to work on it. It's much more of a focus now. Mm-hmm. So Sarah, I'm with you on that, but it's also, it can be a focus too.
Yeah, well, recognizing is a big part, right? It's And so in learning it, I've learned a lot from Wendy on it as well.
I mean, I would say here's the main hack is that if you're tired, go to sleep. Mm-hmm. listen to your body. You know, most of us just run around through the day. We don't really listen to our body. We're too busy doing. We're never in tune with our body. We don't know if we're thirsty. We don't, we think that, thirst is hunger. We don't listen to our bodies when they say that we're tired, you know? So, I mean, that sounds like a stupid hack, but if you're tired, you should go to sleep. And the best hack for that is getting up at the same time every day. Because if you get up at the same time every day, then eventually, no matter how late you stay up, your body's going to make you go to sleep at some point. So
that's good. I find having like a cut, that's so good, Wendy. And like that's having so a cut good. Off to the end also helps me. So like having a do not disturb or like a screen time limit that starts shutting things off at a certain time at night helps me just remember. Cause I think sometimes I can like squirrel out on my phone in the middle, you know, late in the evening. If, you know, everybody else is doing their own thing, I can just kind of squirrel away and not even realize that an hour or 2 hours has gone by working, answering emails, just working on stuff. And so like just limiting that screen time later in the evening to start just shutting my brain down helps. And also like having a notepad by my bed at night when I have those thoughts that won't go away. Like, you know, sometimes you're just awake and you have the same thought over and over again for an hour or 2 hours and you're just like thinking it through. Just having a notepad to write it down instead of the light of my phone lighting up helps as well. Sometimes I can't read my notes, but at least it's out.
That gives me a big aha there, say, because I used to do that with the notepad and then I started keeping a notes thing on my phone. And I'm having a moment of like, oh my goodness. And I'm struggling a lot with my sleep right now. And so I'm like, man, I need to bring the notepad back.
Yeah.
That was a good reminder of like, bring the notepad back versus making the note on my phone.
I find I do the notes and then I go to something else on the phone. It's like, well, then the notes you're done with and you're like, well, what did somebody text me? But then is there an email? But then do I need to check this? And so it's like, I get into all these other things that I shouldn't be doing while I'm trying to get back to sleep.
So good.
There's a good book called Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson. And if you guys really want to get serious about your sleep, I highly recommend it. Jay and I read it, several years ago and we just implemented everything in the book. And you know, there's lots of hacks in there. You don't even need to read the book. You can probably just Google Cliff Notes, you know, Sleep Smarter, and just, you know, implement some of those things because like everybody's been saying, it is the number one thing for your physical and mental health.
Yeah. And I think we all sleep better too when we've had physical activity, which we'll get to in a minute. And the other thing we didn't mention, y'all, when we were prepping for this episode, but I think is such a good one, is the quality of your bed that matches your sleep style and the quality of your pillow. I know when I sleep in a hotel and it's a crappy pillow, I cannot sleep for the life of me. And so making sure you have like a pillow that matches your sleep style, a bed that matches your sleep style, regardless of not trying to get the most expensive bed in the world, but something that matches the firmness that you need will help change your sleep too.
Yeah, I also use melatonin and it really works well for me. I don't use it every night, but if I am, for whatever reason, if I'm anticipating that it might be a, you know, harder to fall asleep or a harder night, then I do that. And then Wendy, I know that I use something too that you shared with me, like a sleep spray.
It's a supplement. It's a magnesium sleep spray. And it's one of the vitamins that we actually lack a lot, especially as women. And as we age, we can have a pretty severe magnesium deficiency and it helps regulate our sleep. And so the best way to, and the easiest way to get magnesium into your body is just to get this like magnesium spray and you just like spritz it on your, you know, neck or whatever before you go to bed. And, you know, I don't know if it, I mean, it works for me. Hopefully it works for other people.
Well, yeah,
too,
your body absorbs it through its skin. Mm-hmm. And so you have to spray it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I do want to mention a hack for young moms, like those that don't yet have sleeping babies. Say and I can represent here.
Yeah.
I'm finally back to sleeping now that Lincoln is past that phase, which is great. But I remember it well. And the big thing is like implementing as you're working hard and your baby's not sleeping well at night. I had a nap in my calendar during the day when I was working and not sleeping. And that's the only way I made it. So that was sort of my hack for non non-sleeping babies. Is taken out during.
What did that look like? Did you go home or did you have a little? No, okay.
Yeah.
You had a nap pod, like yes. Google?
No, not yet. My ISAs have been asking for nap pods.
Yeah, you should get nap. Well, in your new office, you should totally get a nap pod.
You totally should get a nap pod.
Yeah. Kind of, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to put pressure on you to get a nap pod. Like when I come visit, I'm going to be like, let's schedule this in.
Other people are like, get that Louis Vuitton bag or like, get that nap pod.
Get that nap pod. That's how we
end. That sounds so good. I also want the Louis Vuitton right now.
Yeah.
Well, our third area of health that we're talking about today, which really helps with everything else, mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, this could be the first domino, and that's really hacks for exercise. A really easy hack for exercise, and I actually don't currently have one. I had one before the pandemic. I don't have one at my house, but that's just having a stand-up desk. And it doesn't have to be an expensive $3,000 stand-up desk. Mm-hmm. It can be something that you get for $59 at IKEA, because studies have shown that sitting is the new cancer. It's yep, terrible right. for you. Yep. And so even just that one thing, where you're just standing up a lot more during the day can really help everything else.
I'm a big believer in this. We have everyone in my organization has a stand-up desk, and they actually earned them. We did hit a goal for everyone to get one, but the motivation behind it was sleep is the new cancer. And so just making sure that we, as leaders,
sitting is the new cancer.
Yeah, sorry, sitting. Yeah, sleep. Sitting is, sorry.
Sleep is not.
To be clear, sleep is more sleep.
Sleep is good for you.
Sitting is, exactly. So stand-up desks have been huge for me.
The other thing too, if you are sitting, is switching out your office desk to like an exercise ball or something like that that builds your core, still allows your hips to be moving and using your hip muscles. Like that's something that if I'm not standing, I'm sitting on an exercise ball, which has really been helpful too to build back and core muscles.
I love that. I forgot that. So I'm going to actually go do that today.
That is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just keep it under my stand-up desk.
I'm going to go do
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And they have those, is that what you mean? Those balancing ones that are on like a fulcrum? Is that, yeah.
Well, mine is just a straight up exercise ball that I literally, you guys have seen
those
me on recording
those things are great.
Sometime.
Those little.
Yeah. But yeah, the ones that are actually
they
on
have stand-up desk ones, and I have some friends that are using them. And if you can picture, they're like a board on a fulcrum. And so you're standing and you're just using your core, you're activating mm-hmm. your core to balance. They're really cool.
Good.
Yeah.
The other thing that you can do is just to combine stuff, right? So combine exercise with other things. And this could be, you might have a work conversation. We're so used to kind of doing Zooms now, but instead of doing a Zoom, why not have a walk and talk with somebody that you're working with? Or, combine time with friends. And, every single weekend I take a walk with my best friend, Jenny. We walk for 2.5 miles, we have coffee, and then we walk for another 1.5 miles. And it's pretty much the best part of my week. Or if you're a mom and you're out on a play date, right? Instead of just sitting there on a bench, watching your kids, mm-hmm. Get up and do something. Walk around the playground or, whatever
that's what
that
we
looks
started
like.
Doing is we've now figured out that 2 laps around the playground is 0.4 miles. So we jog laps around the playground and then do a 1 minute plank and then 2 laps and then do a 1 minute plank while the kids are playing and we can still see them the whole time.
Sorry, Wendy. I stopped listening after you said that Saturdays are your favorite day because we thought Fridays were. And so that was very
that's what she meant.
That was a mistake. Her second favorite part
My
of
second
her week.
Favorite day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's like chips and broccoli. Exactly. I love them exactly the same.
Exactly.
Okay. I have a weird hack that Wendy's like, that's not a hack, but I'm going to share it anyway because it was such a huge moment for me. I literally didn't work out most of my adult life. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I had lost a bunch of weight and I knew I needed to phase right from that weight loss into a habit of exercise. So here I was and I told myself I hated exercise and I just started trying things. And one of the things I tried, remember spin classes back then?
Mm-hmm. Remember? Yeah, I went on one with you.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
It was really hard.
It's really, really hard. And so strangely, I loved it. Weird. And I, and then I morphed into a, it's called bar class. And so at my peak, I did get injured for the record. I got injured and kind of laid off of that habit. And now I'm building back up again. But for a good year and a half, I just had an amazing habit of, you know, exercising 4 to 6 days a week. I loved it. I absolutely loved it and hate, I mean, it's like hard, but, and so my hack is, search and find the exercise that you love. Find it. It's out there. I truly believe everyone's got their one thing. You know, it might be tennis. It might be, you know, I'm blanking. It might be running. It might be, you know, yoga, whatever it is. And I think the way to do that is to just experiment. There's a ton of at-home classes that I'm taking right now. I'm doing yoga at home. I'm doing strength classes at home. I think I'm going to start up bar again when I feel a little stronger. The point is that when you find that thing, and again, it might be walking. When you find that thing that you love, it just makes it so much easier. And it makes the, it's a hard habit to get into if you haven't been accustomed to it. And so if you're telling yourself, oh, I suck at exercise or I hate it, that might be your solution. You got to find that thing that you really like.
That's good.
I think that's a hack. I'm just saying it. Moving on, anything else on exercise?
No, I think that was good.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing there is combining things, you know, like time with your kids, you know, time with your spouse, time with your friends, you know, business meetings, whatever you can do to combine with exercise, it's great. Yep. The last sort of bucket, if you will, that we're going to focus on that might surprise you is relaxation. And I know that there's been a lot of studies on elite athletes, and they are so similar. I remember a study done on one of my favorite books, The Power of Full Engagement by Tony Schwartz. They did a bunch of studies on tennis players, professional tennis players, and their skill levels were pretty much statistically equal. What differentiated the champions from second and third place was how they use their recovery time. I don't know if you guys know that. So using recovery time is a massive part of our performance in general, in life, I would
so
say,
true.
Certainly in health.
Yeah.
I know that, Sarah, you pray every morning, and that's a centering thing for you, and that's a way for you to kind of have your relaxation time. Do you want to?
Yeah, and I know that's
that
sort of
all?
A habit too, not a hack necessarily,
yeah, right.
But I do know
that's
that. Fair. My days, if I don't have my prayer and really the silence time is what's so important, is so important to me. And then the other big hack for me is just like me time and silence, which I start my day like that. And then also like, if I know I have an important meeting that is stressful or something that I'm about to have a fierce conversation about or something that I just go a lot of times in my car, because you can be fully alone and no one bother you, have my phone off and just 5 minutes of just silence.
To relax like a mom
my
of three.
Mind. Seriously, exactly. Yeah. Let me go hide in my car. Exactly. So those are my two for relaxation.
I like that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Those are good ones.
Yes. Well, one of the things I've started to do during the pandemic is just to take a little break in the afternoon, either for I make iced chai lattes, or I make myself, now that it's cold out, just a cup of tea. And it's just a little break. It's just a little mental break. And I don't get my phone out, and I'm not like eating and drinking with my phone, and I'm just very present and just having a cup of tea, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's like a little treat in the afternoon, and it helps me center myself, right?
Wendy, I think
that's
for
perfect.
Saying that. I know.
I mean, that's
what
I visualize.
I need
this
to
bucket.
Do that. Yes.
Me too.
I need to
that's
do that.
Really
I am absolutely taking that note.
Let's
on
have
that.
Tea together.
Let's do it. Yeah.
That would
have
be fun.
Tea together.
You guys can all join us on Empire Building, and we can all do an
after
tea
party.
Tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
after
you can all join
tea.
Us. You know, it's for me, like we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like I have that dopamine hit that I am like still like sucking myself out of like being busy or needed or cranking. Like I love to do. I love to accomplish. I like the feeling of getting things done. That's like a really great word for me, is like it's accomplished, hitting a goal. And so like slowing down, being more present, being intentional is like why Nick is such a great partner for me, because that's like 100% of who he is as a human being. But that like I have to set reminders on my phone that ping me to remind me to chill out or slow down or take a break, because I just don't naturally do it.
I love so your chill out alarms. It's so great.
That's so awesome.
Chill out alarms.
I love it.
I love that say. And what I do, similar thing, what I do is in the mornings, I look at my schedule and I build in breaks on my schedule. And I make sure that when others can see my schedule, that they see that as an appointment. So I've got some codes that I'm not going to share. I've got some codes that I put in my calendar for my 15-minute breaks that would look like I'm in an appointment. So no one knows, you know, no one would schedule over that.
Yeah. It's okay to schedule an appointment for yourself.
Yes.
It's okay to schedule a break for yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
But also the other thing I do, and I sometimes do it during those times, just to piggyback on something Sarah said, is I will sometimes get in my car, turn off my phone, turn off my music, turn off any audio word. It's just the only thing is me either driving or sitting in my car for a few minutes to just gather my thoughts. And, you know, there's so much stimulation in the world, you know, where there's music always, there's TV in the background, there's a lot of stimulation, and it's really nice to kind of shut down and deprive yourself of as much stimulation as possible, even for a few minutes. Wendy, your tea does that.
I love that. Yeah. When I also think about what's a visualizing anchor that you could have to help you remember to slow that down. And one of our friends, Sue, right? She takes these amazing vacations. Her goals to be to go to all the continents of the world. And when they were out on one of them, her husband took that picture of their day at sea that she has, that's the picture of the iceberg out in the middle of the ocean with no cell service, no anything. And her describing that day at sea where there was nothing that could interrupt them because there was no way for her to be reachable, reminds her to anchor herself and to take breaks. And so, you know, if there's a place that you go in your mind that is your happy place, right, or that's been a vacation or a trip or something like that, having that visual anchor to kind of remind you to check out might be a nice thing to have too.
I love that. Well, today's been awesome, guys. Just a really good reminder about, you know, we only get one body, right? And if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live, right? You can't do all the things that you want to do if you can't live, if you don't have a body to live in.
Yeah.
And I love what Via started this episode with, which is if you don't take time for your wellness, you will be forced to take time for your illness. So make sure you guys focus on all of the four areas that we chatted about today, which is nutrition, sleep, exercise, and don't forget relaxation. So hope you guys are well, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Empire Building. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.